Previously on the Adventure Zone Ethersea. Guthrie was making his way out to the gallery, not to recover the works of art located there, but rather to destroy them.
Zooks almost died, and a child is on her own because you waited.
You signed a non-disclosure agreement. You promise to offer me right of first refusal on any recovered relics you may discover out during your travails. I will give you 40 for everything.
We got 42 lux in our pockets. I think things are going fine.
Y'all in the buying mood then?
We're here to buy a ship.
I mean, I love this bubble tub skin it's got.
I do like the bubble tub skin. This is nice and a cushy bridge.
The sphere underneath looks so cool.
30, and I will throw in a pass to a very exclusive aftermarket.
My name is Felix. Welcome to the Phantom Sea Coast Co.
We got a ship. Well, y'all got a ship.
You should have taken care of that before the show, Griffin, if you got a ship.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, man.
I wasn't sure when I was saying it, so I'm really happy to
see. There's a reason for people to listen to the show.
Now there's jokes in it. See, I'm ruining it now. People will be like, I was promised I shouldn't listen to this one, and then Justin's dropping this great pot of humor.
So y'all's bath escape's a fucked up word. That word's got a Y in it and a PH in it, but not where you would think it is. Anyway, I have created a ship sheet here for you. And as you can see, this gently used vehicle is not quite the turbo yacht that the Dreams of Deborah was. Y'all got affordable sensors. You got a weak engine. You've got a sheer bladder on this one.
Oh, just like for damn sure.
Yeah. So, you know, the stats aren't as choice. Your hull rating is much lower. That's your HP.
It's not as bad as I thought it would be, though.
Yeah, no, it is a sturdy vessel, and comes with some stuff. You've got a slug launcher, just a very basic weapon on board. And of course, you have a tool here, which is the bathysphere bay, which contains a single pilotable bathysphere attached to the ship with an extremely long, extremely durable cable. And actually, if you look at the bottom, there's a bathysphere tab with a little blue line on it. If you tap into that, whenever somebody pilots the bathysphere, here is a separate ship sheet.
Oh, man.
For the bathysphere.
And if I may also say, really crummy crew quarters compared to what we're used to.
Spartan crew quarters, bare bones living quarters, food storage, and washroom. That's a minus two to your readiness rating.
Oh boy.
You also, you know, you don't have supplies for the ship yet, and when that is true, you also have meager rations, which is another minus two to readiness. So okay, so you guys though, forget about the flaws in your ship because you're about to fix those all up. Because y'all got 12 lux to spend here at the Phantom Sea Coast Co. The catfish worm creature Felix has welcomed you in, summoned your vehicle. It sort of pops up through the floor, which is, you know, just water here in this grotto.
Oh, okay. Thank God. I thought you meant like it just like phased through. It's horrifying.
I hope that your wife and children weren't around to hear the squeal of self-congratulatory delight you made when you came up with Phantom Sea Coast Code.
It was literally, it came to me in a dream. It was like in the morning, me and Rachel woke up. I was like, hey, check this out. And she's like, yeah, that's ballin'.
And then she starts texting her parents.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
And she's like, I've never loved him more than I do.
Guys,
right
you'll
now.
Never believe this dope shit, my man. And then Dave and Linda start texting everybody. They know.
Right.
Pretty soon it's in the newsletter. Before we start negotiation, I thought about something, and I'd like to have a little conversation between the three.
Okay.
Okay.
About Zooks, it has occurred to me is that we have this lux to spend on the ship, but a big part of the reason we were given it was because of Beck's situation. And so I was thinking that instead of spending this money, I would try something. And if it works, we could save that money and give that to Beck. And if it doesn't work, then we can spend the money and make sure Beck is provided for in a different way. But I wanted to check with you before I did this.
Oh, that is so sweet. Go ahead and give me my third, and then you can do what you will with the remainder.
Oops, this is fair. It is your, yeah. Zeus?
I would like my third as well.
Yeah, if we're going to be investing it in a business, you know, with hopes of future returns, I can get behind that sort of thing, but it's not a charitable organization.
Well, it's just that when we were negotiating with the curator, originally we were going to be given 25, and it was by telling him that, you know, he needed to provide for bags that I was able to negotiate the price.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So I don't actually know Beck. So I think what I'll do is go ahead and take my third. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I thought about it. You want to know something? And this is probably, I thought about it, honestly, for a second, because I was wondering if I'm that sort of person, but it turns out that I'm not.
I see. And Zooks, you are
may
not
I inquire?
Person.
Could I ask what you are going to do with the eight remaining?
Well, I am going to give this to Brother Seldom to provide for Beck, but I am going to attempt to negotiate a line of credit with this catfish person.
I'd rather have it free and clear, if that's okay by you.
Okay, very well. You can have your third, and Zooks, you can have your third.
So we're not going to spend it on boat?
What?
I mean, I was prepared to spend it on the ship, because what else am I going to do with money but adventure shit? But if we're all looking out for ourselves here, then I'll just spend it on boat shit that I want.
That seems like that's what's happening. It's just, I'm saying that
fine.
For me.
Fine. You know, Travis, fine. All right, Kat, here's the deal. We're all spending it on boat shit that we want, and we're not working together.
That is an unorthodox way of doing this, but that money still spins, yumma yumma. What can I interest you in? Maybe perhaps a big cannon or several smaller cannons?
Can we get some price quotes?
This thing here is called a sextant, and that's kind of funny.
Is there a sheet?
Yes,
Griffin?
All of those tabs at the bottom of this spreadsheet include things that you can buy at the Phantom Sea Coast Co. Except for the things that are grayed out, which you do not have access to. Basically, this is a wholesale aftermarket retailer that, gathers certain goods, certain upgrades from other vendors in the city of Founders Wake and outlying suburbs and sells them here. But your ship needs to be licensed to in order to equip certain things like magical weaponry or big, big bombs. Those are things that you do not have access to until you get sort of special permission from the city's different sort of groups to equip those.
Okay, got it. Okay.
So just for the listener at home, we have weapons that you can toss on. You have a certain number of hard points on the ship that you can, you know, attach weapons to. You have tools, which are, you know, things that are not weapons but are useful aboard the ship. You have parts, which sort of dictate the stats of the ship. You have facilities, which are mostly sort of narrative opportunities, right? Like a medica, which you can use for, you know, help with first aid or to make potions and stuff like that. And then there's consumables, which, you know, you can set money aside for right now. You can pick up some in anticipation of your next mission, but these are things that are, you know, you buy them and then at the end of the mission, they are all used up.
I have a first suggestion. I say, since it's a detraction, the Spartan crew quarters is taking 2 points off our readiness. Right now, our total readiness is 1, whereas maybe if we fix the Spartan crew quarters, our total readiness will go up, and that will make us more effective in ship shit.
Where are you seeing the Spartan crew quarters? Because I see bridge and a cargo chamber. And
look over
it.
And readiness you're looking at the calculator.
Bathysphere. If you look at the tab to the left, the bathysphere is the small deployable.
Oh, right. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Right now, under readiness calculator, we've got Zook's expertise. You're welcome. 5. Spartan crew quarters -2. Mm-hmm. Where it seems to me, if we correct the Spartan crew quarters, while it sounds selfish, that automatically goes to the bottom line, as we remember from previous adventures, and improves our total readiness, which improves us in...
Well, Dad, I got great news for you. That improved the basic crew quarters is 3. You can absolutely afford that with your 4.
Okay.
Why, can I ask a question just to not just metagame this decision, is why Zooks would be, why this would be sort of the upgrade that Zooks would concern himself with right now?
Well, I'm not saying Zooks is concerned with.
There you go.
He's just bringing it up.
Think about what Zooks would get, because I think it's funny that we decided to do it this way, and I'm getting a kick out of it.
Yeah, I think I get why Clint would want to do this, but I don't know that it is necessarily the decision that Zooks would make.
It's a good point. All right,
yeah, here. You think about it a little bit, Dan. I'll go ahead.
Okay.
All right, I know what I want.
Yes, madam.
I'm going to call it Amber's Pad. I want the basic crew quarters, except there's only going to be 1 bunk in there, and it's mine.
The basic crew quarters is enough to sustain a crew of 4.
Perfect. Yeah, they're on the floor doing charity work, and I'll be in Amber's place. Can you do etching?
Of like personalization of the crew quarters?
Yeah, can you do personalizations?
I suppose so.
All right, right on the door, Amber's place, no boys allowed.
I can certainly do that.
Hell yeah. You said it could do 4?
Yes.
Just a big ass bed then, like super nice.
A turbo bed made of 4 smaller beds.
Hell yeah.
Excellent.
This is good. I'm going to be ready as fuck.
He lowers his barbels down into the water, and they vibrate. And when that happens, a bunch of these little, like, ship worms pop up from the water below. And, like, some of them are holding, like, welding torches. Some of them are holding, like, big, big plates of metal. And just dozens of these things start working on the ship as you are still talking to him. So that is 3 lux. You are down to 1 if you are not pulling those resources.
Definitely not. Is there anything for 1?
I
feel like that's the point at Billy Bob's Wonderland where you're like, I guess I could go with some Laffy Taffy. I got 20 tickets to spend.
I guess I could get a ring pop.
I'll get a ring pop. Fuck it. Right. I could use one of these little gushy guys that stick to the wall and then roll down the wall. It's cool.
I am writing here in facilities.
Affordable sensors.
I'm writing Amber's Place. Bare bones living quarters, food storage, and washroom. You already have affordable sensors. That is what your ship comes equipped.
Okay. Do we have brittle plating?
You actually have better than brittle plating. Because
nice. Okay, I'm good. I'll just save my lux.
Well, there's basic rations. We don't have...
Yeah, you may want to save it for when, you know, the next mission rolls around and you want to
Yeah,
get
I'm
going to
keep a lux in my back pocket.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. I am removing the Spartan crew quarters penalty from the readiness calculator. So, you're back up to 3.
What about you two? I hear that sweet jingle jangle of lux in your pocket or... cavity inside of your body.
Nice.
Okay. So current weaponry we have is just the slug launcher.
Yes, correct. And weapons can only be used once per turn. So like you all can't just take turns firing this slug launcher
right.
if you are in ship combat.
Okay. Zooks is going to buy a broadside cannon.
Okay. That is a sort of middle of the road piece of weaponry. It has the reload tag, so it can't be used 2 turns in a row. But it's a little bit stronger than the standard issue slug launcher.
Yeah. So he wants the broadside cannon.
Okay.
He wants to name it Marlene.
Marlene, the broadside cannon.
Marlene, the broadside cannon. And he's going to give his 4th lux to Devo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's only 3 lux. This. So,
Yes, here. I figure, you know, our protection is primary, but you helping Beck is secondary. So here's a whole lux.
I appreciate this. It is, you know, 20% of your money. So this is a good charitable donation.
Wait, 25.
Is it like a thing with Devo that he's bad at math? Because that's cool. That can be fun.
He's bad at money.
Okay. All right, Devo. By the way, as soon as you say broadside cannons, the shipworms. Like a fleet of them sort of peel off the work that they were doing on Amber's Place. And some of them begin like boring holes in the side of the ship that they are now installing these broadside cannons on.
And you there, Devo, what will you be having today?
Listen, why don't you just get something for yourself? She'll be fine. You saw how she handled those knives. She'll be able to handle herself out here.
Excuse me for just 1 second, Felix. Amber, it's not about... What I don't want is for her to be in the position where she doesn't have... She has no choice, right? Because she has no money and no power. I have been there. I was a child who did not get to make my own decisions and suffered for it quite a bit. And it is because of our bad decisions that we trusted Guthrie. We went on the ship. We did everything wrong. And as a result, her home, her job, her friend, all of these were taken away from her because of us.
I understand you feel bad. I do. I understand that, you know, you'd like to fix everything for her, but that's not the world we're in, hon. Listen, I was a lot younger than her before I had to start figuring things out for myself. She'll be fine. But a little help, you know, now and then, that makes sense, but you can't be her world now. You know? You can give her a leg up, but you can't be her parent.
Yes, I understand this. It is not...
And also, they got a lot of guns.
No, I do like this.
They're so cool, and like... Can I tell you something? Don't tell Zooks, but I'll give you my extra if there's like a big gun that you really want. You know what? Hey, you know what? Listen, I got one extra. I'm not doing nothing with. Give this to her. You know, I'll kick in. Fuck. I'll kick in a little bit if it'll let you get the big gun of your dreams.
This is hugely uncomfortable for me.
You stepped away. Oh, my God.
Have you been listening? Whose voice am I doing?
Don't look. Don't look up. Oh, God, don't look up. Oh, God, I wish I hadn't looked up.
I'm kind of everywhere. And he pulls his body back into the hole above you and then pops out of a different hole.
Jesus
to the
Christ.
Side. Yeah, my body's confusing.
Here's what I will say. I will say, 3 lux to spend and then give 3 lux to Beck. But I would also request an 8 lux line of credit.
Oh. God almighty. Why? Sorry, this is Justin.
I want to buy more shit.
What about 50 lux or a bajillion?
I do not want to be this deeply in debt, but I do have this. And he pulls out the gold plate that Brother Seldom gave him.
Okay.
That I can use as collateral. And along with this, if I die before I am able to pay you back, you can take this, and Devo writes out a note, to the Cern family, and they will pay my debt, no questions asked.
Can I metagame for a second? This is in-show metagaming. I think that this feels a bit, okay, so the ship thing is so mechanical. This feels a bit cheat codey to me in a way that's like, will be less, it makes the other, it kind of makes the upgrade process of the ship like less satisfying and crunchy.
Right.
Oh, I
to boost it. This much early to me is my concern.
I got this.
Okay, good.
Felix smiles.
Just to answer that real quick, the justification for me is in character. What Devo brings to the table is like
is this,
negotiation.
Right, exactly.
And like, this is it. He's not good in a
sense.
Fight.
Okay, yeah. I get that.
Felix smiles and he says, "You can keep your plate. I would be happy to offer a line of credit for 5 lux. However, there will be interest applied to the loan. If you find this... No, I don't roll like that. I'm a catfish.
What was the interest to be?
Oh, a reasonable interest. This is me, Griffin, saying, I don't know. He will give you
the usual interest that people do in amount.
You know, a perfectly fine amount.
Mechanically, it says he'll give you a credit of 5 lux, but until you pay that back, the interest is going to compound 1 additional lux per like mission that you go on.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Paying this. This is fine and acceptable to me.
Okay. And he rattles his barbels in the water again, and like a single shipworm pops up right in front of you, and he's wearing a little business suit and a little green visor, and he opens up a book and like jots something down in it, and then eyes you over, and then holds it towards you, offering you the pen.
Devo signs.
Okay.
So Devo is going to take... I would like the twin turbine.
Yes. It looks.
I would like.
It looks like your ship is bladder controlled, but perhaps the turbines can fill the bladder faster.
This makes complete sense to me.
I love it.
Yes, I will also
take. Boys, put the engines inside of the bladder. Yeah, I don't know, but it seems like it should work.
I will.
As a kidney stone sufferer, I would like us to stop putting things in bladders.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair, Dad. I will also take.
That is 4 lux, by the way, which brings. If you're giving 3 to Beck, that brings you down to 4 to spend.
Correct.
With your line of credit.
Let's see. So that brought up our speed, which I would be worried about. And you know what? I think I'm also... how much is the repair sprite?
Repair sprites are not available to you. That level of technology, you can see it's grayed out. Some of these sort of more arcane tools are...
okay, yeah, yeah.
Unavailable at the moment.
And I will also take the depth charge.
Oh, a fan of explosions, are you?
Well, this is more for future planning. There is a gentleman that when I find him, I am going to blow him the fuck up.
Dramatic irony. I love it.
I don't think that's what dramatic irony is. Okay, you buy the depth charge.
No, but see, but Griffin knows that, but right. Felix doesn't.
Felix does not. Felix just says shit like that a lot to like try and impress people. Okay, as you say that, a very nervous looking shipworm like starts installing a bay below the ship to deploy explosives, and the depth charge. Was on the Dreams of Deborah, but just as a reminder, you can only use it twice per mission, but it does a good amount of damage. It is also positional, so that means you have to be in position, but it does 4d10 plus 6 force damage.
But it gives us a little more options.
Yeah, it can also attack multiple targets if that ever sort of comes into play, because it hits a 60-foot sphere. Damn, a 60-foot sphere. Emery's ship should have gotten fucked up by one of the... Okay, whatever. Maybe it was a weak depth charge. Anyway, okay, that is all your money. It takes, you know, about 15 minutes. And there's a nice little cushy, side room for you all to sit and wait for these upgrades to be installed. But when you come...
A lot of magazines.
Yeah. When you come back out, though, you can see, you know, there's not a ton of aesthetic differences to the ship. You know, you can't see Amber's place from the outside. Maybe you can through... Maybe there's like a new porthole or a couple portholes where you can see into this living quarters. Where the words
you can't see into it.
Oh, okay.
But she can see out of it.
It's
like
it's a two-way mirror situation. I like that. Okay. Yeah. But there are, you know, you have this new bay on the bottom of the ship. You have these broadside cannons sticking out of the side, and not only that, the ship has been cleaned. It's been once over. So it is clean and shiny. Which
so we can see that rad paint job.
That rad magenta and green paint job.
With the flames.
It's fuchsia and deep purple with green flames, just to clarify.
And the bridge, this, you know, the cylindrical bridge sort of raises out of the top of the ship as you all enter, and it senses you. And Felix says...
What?
Yeah, it's got a... That's like it's your key fob for the ship. That's like, instead of going whoop, whoop, the actual bridge, like, pops up so you guys can climb inside.
Okay.
And Felix says, okay, have fun out there, and remember, Devo, clock's ticking. The juice is flowing.
Yes, the juice must flow. Yes, I know.
Looking for the vig.
Yes, I know.
The vig, it's ripening, Devo.
Yes, I am aware.
Okay.
You are never going to pay this debt back.
I don't know, I might.
Okay.
You don't know what Devo can steal.
Are you feeling elevated levels of anxiety? Do you quake uncontrollably, even thinking about watching cable news? Do you have disturbing nightmares, only to realize it's 2 in the afternoon and you're up? If you've experienced one or more of these symptoms, you may have FNO, news overload. Fortunately, there's treatment. Hi, I'm Dave Holmes, host of Troubled Waters. Troubled Waters helps fight FNO. That's because Troubled Waters stimulates your joy zone. On Troubled Waters, two comedians will battle one another for pop culture supremacy. So join me, Dave Holmes, for two doses of Troubled Waters a month. The cure for your news overload. Available on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so you have spent all of your money, save for the three lux that you will dispense out to Beck as her cut for the job. Why don't we do this? Why don't we talk about our characters? Because you all started out as level one adventurers to sort of get the lay of the land. You've been
now
on a mission
now.
Now
we're level 18.
And now you're That's level 1,000. No, you are level 3 now. And so I want to talk about your characters a little bit more in detail because... By level 3, now you have picked your subclass, which is going to sort of inform the mechanical flavor that your adventurer is going to bring to the table. So why don't we start with Zooks? Why don't you tell us what you got going on? As a reminder, Zooks is a ranger with sort of oceanic proficiency, but now you've, I imagine, got some more stuff going on.
Yeah, the subclass that Zooks has chosen is... Swarm Keeper.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. And now I can't find it, so I can tell you all the cool stuff that Swarm Keeper does. It controls like swarms of animals, and I guess in our case we'll make it fish.
Interesting.
Of some kind.
Okay.
And so in spells it. He now has spells.
Yes.
Zooks now has spells.
Now, that is going to be hard for you to play a caster, but we can talk about like how the spells work.
You guys can help me out with that, right?
Yeah.
So his proficiencies are animal handling, nature, and survival.
Right.
Natural explorer, fighting style, he's chosen archery, spell casting. He has chosen, and I understand having this makes it so much easier.
This is different, by the way, from, which I just want to say, because I didn't even think about the fact that Zooks as a ranger would get some spells. This has got to be different from what Devo does. Like, this is maybe not salt magic as taught by benevolence. This is like, maybe we can frame your spells as sort of evolutionary, you know, biological things that you can do.
It's electrical impulses and shit.
Yeah, I mean, we can say whatever we want, but
remember the stuff that is infused in the water
is magic.
Is what put life into the coral in the first place.
Yeah.
It's biomages.
It's biomages.
That's cool. So
biomages.
So the swarm is like a big mechanic then for your subclass.
Right. The swarm that he has, I'm haven't decided on what they are. It can attack with piercing damage.
This is so fucking cool. This is a new
and
this
it
is
also,
a new subclass.
Yeah. Swarm Keeper is fairly new. And if you attack and succeed on a strength saving throw, it also will move the attacker 15 feet away,
nice,
or in the direction of your choice.
Well, it moves also it can move the target 5 feet away or move you five
right.
feet.
Right.
So after you hit a creature with an attack, you can have your swarm do a follow-up attack. You can have the swarm
right.
try and push them 15 feet and knock them prone. Oh, no, that's at 11th level. Or you can move yourself.
Right.
5 feet.
Move 5 feet.
So
and
yeah, that's cool. That can get you out of like a attack of opportunity situation.
And Ranger has some really cool spells. And now that I know I can only load up so many mm-hmm. this level. Well, he's gone mostly heavily into the animal
right.
stuff. He's got animal friendship, speak with animals. But he also has a thing called Fairy Fire.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which surrounds the target and then allows other hits advantage. And Hunter's Mark, I figured Hunter's Mark would come in real handy.
Sure.
Because it puts a mark on the target and it helps you to track them.
Yeah, Hunter's Mark you will use nigh constantly.
Yeah, I bet. You also get the cantrip Mage Hand, which for you, I think, but it is a Swarm Keeper spell. So for you, like, your Mage Hand is not some glowing invisible hand, like, it's your swarm. You can make your swarm grab shit and bring it to you. This is really cool, Dad. This is really sick.
Thank you.
So do you get, I guess this is what you get in lieu of a pet? I guess so.
Well, there's stuff coming later on. Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, cool.
Where the pet comes.
I want you to think about your swarm, right? Because you are a walking ecosystem. You are made of coral. And so there's an opportunity here for just like your swarm just lives with you and in you. Because fish, that's not really going to help you in a battle where you're inside a ship or something, unless they are flying fish, which this is magic. This is a magic world, so maybe that
I figure on land or in the air, he'll just maybe summon something air-based.
Yeah. We
cormorants.
Why don't you think about that while we talk about the other?
I will.
The other characters. Devo.
Devo went to college, Griffin.
Yes, yes.
Very exciting. He minored in bowling, but he majored in the College of Whispers.
Okay. Is one of the features College of Whispers your fucking ability scores, your skill scores go like through the roof?
Yeah. Okay. I now have a couple things, including Jack of All Trades, which you can add half your proficiency bonus rounded down to an ability check you make that doesn't already include your proficiency bonus, pretty cool. Song of Rest, which my soothing music or oration to revitalize my wounded allies during a short rest. And then at the Bard College, it basically gives me a couple of like very special things. Oh, yeah. The one you're talking about, by the way,
special thing.
Expertise. At third level, you choose two of your skill proficiencies and your proficiency bonus is doubled for those ability checks. That's where persuasion and insight come in. But the special things that I've gotten are psychic blades and words of terror.
Yes, psychic blades is very fascinating to me because it seems very anti-bard. But can you explain what it does?
Yeah, so basically when you hit a creature with a weapon attack, your bardic inspiration infuses your attack to hit them with 2d6 psychic damage as well. So it expends one of your bardic inspirations but adds 2d6 to the hit. So you're hitting with a physical weapon and you're dealing psychic damage
and exchanging kind of like your support capacity
for damage
in doing so for damage. Yeah, that's cool. And then I imagine words of terror is just what it sounds like.
Yeah, basically, as you're talking to someone, you weave magic into your words and you can make them paranoid. And they have to succeed on a saving throw against my spell save DC, or they're frightened of me or another creature of my choice, and they're frightened for an hour. Until attacked or damaged, or until it witnesses his allies
being
attacked.
You're going to use that all the fucking time.
Oh, yeah. Basically, okay. I'm going to talk to people, and I'm going to make them scared of me.
Cool. That was a cool seminary that you went to, Devo.
Well,
you learned you learned some cool and not troubling stuff there, sort of conceptually. Yeah,
there's a lot of really...
Freddy Krueger prep.
Yeah, there's a lot of really fucked up stuff. And as far as spells go, I get new spells, but With Devo, I kind of made a decision. I told Griffin this. I don't want him to just suddenly like remember the spells or whatever. I think he has to like learn them.
Yeah, and there will be time to do that. But you get you're up to like second level spells now. Like you're a proper spellcaster.
And what's really fun with the psychic blades is the weapon I have chosen for Devo is a boomerang.
Right, yeah.
So that'll be fucking fun.
For sure.
Bonk. Ow, my heart.
Did you just throw a boomerang at my brain?
Oh, no. I remember the mean thing my coach said that one time.
Your boomerang hit me in the knee.
That's the most fucked up.
Your boomerang hit me in the knee, but I got a nosebleed. What the fuck's going on?
How'd you do that? I'm crying.
Amber, what do you got going on?
So there's a lot of different monastic. How's that?
Yeah. Ooh. Monastic tradition.
Monastic schools you can go with. This is finally where I'm integrating like key. Not that I've punched anyone yet. I guess I punched that box.
You punched a yumnut.
No, I pushed the yumnut. Oh. I didn't punch it.
Oh, you kicked it. That's right.
But I decided to go with, and I know everybody's been, you know, pins and needles waiting to find out what monastic discipline I chose. But I went with Arms of the Astral Self. Mm,
thank God.
That seemed like the one that was the best fit for Amber and her history of, psychic warfare. I just basically, my arc for Amber is, and my sort of like thought with her is that she discovered these powers when she was first with old Joshy, mm-hmm. and like they've sort of gone latent in like the sort of long period of inactivity. And so I'm thinking of this more as like a rediscovery.
Yeah, of course.
If that makes sense.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, basically she was out with Uncle Joshy. He was trying to teach them in his, you know, obviously completely bullshit way of how to manifest their psychic powers to battle the Blink Sharks. And she was like furrowing her brow and squeezing her muscles really hard, just like he told her to. And all of a sudden, two fucking spirit arms just popped out of her stomach. Like, oh my God, I just sprouted two, you know, astral arms. So basically, like, these cool other arms, which she calls Lefty and Puncho, they can...
one is Lefty?
Exactly. So they will, they can do like their own attacks. You can also use your wisdom modifier in place of your strength or dexterity modifier for the attack and damage rolls while you've got your arms summoned.
That's so wild. And also your reach is much longer now. It's 5 feet. So you could punch something 5 feet away with your ghost hands. Mm-hmm. Do they always come out of the same place?
It's interesting. I hadn't thought about that. I mean, probably usually out of the stomach seems like the best place if you're going to have...
Yeah, tummy arms.
Spirit arms.
Well, I was thinking like Doc Ock, like...
Yeah.
From the back.
No, I think like growing out of her tummy is fun.
Okay. Arms. Yeah, I think that's great too. What do the actual hands look like?
That's interesting. I was kind of imagining like when I imagined it, I imagined you ever go to one of those like body works or something like that where they have like the bodies on display and you see the circulatory system?
Oh yeah.
So I imagine like if you can imagine arms created like that, but they have like sort of a green bioluminescent hue, like you would see in some sea creatures that have bioluminescence, like basically a green circulatory system indicating these arms and sort of like a green glowing spirit arms.
Fellas, I can't wait to see like what shit y'all, these subclasses are all very exciting to me, and I cannot wait to keep playing with these characters. You also get deflect missiles, which is my very favorite monk skill. That's not tied to your school, but you just
so it's not like the ghost arms grabbing arrows?
I mean, it could be.
Could be, why not?
Yeah, and that you can, if you roll good enough, you can also throw the projectile right back at who
get
shot you.
Out.
It's cool.
Good shit. All right.
That rules.
Let's do this. Y'all have your ship, and you hop in this newly cleaned and waxed vessel. There's a new room in here that has been slotted into these modular kind of blocks that you described, Trav. And it is Amber's place. And sure enough, it has a wooden door, which like wood's not something you see a lot down here, but it had to be because they have etched directly into the door, like the words Amber's Place. And
No boys allowed.
It has like a hand sticking up, like a stop hand, but it's the circulatory hand of your So you all pilot your ship back to the docks, and you are guided there by a like a pilot fish for the Blue Span brokerage.
Hey, Griffin. Griffin.
Yeah.
How's she handle?
You tell me. It's definitely a different propulsion system. For like, you have a ship that can go sideways now.
Yeah.
And it is definitely not as fast and tight as the Dreams of Deborah, but you think you can make it work.
Yeah, I think just from talking about the propulsion system, it seems like the kind of thing of like, the controls are maybe a little too responsive at first.
Yeah.
Where like, if you turn too far, instead of just turning, you'll start spinning in like a 360 degree, just like axis in the middle of the ship, because you could do that if the propulsion's everywhere. And so it probably is going to take a while to get the exact kind of steering correct.
But safe to say, we already love the littlest baby.
Yeah. Aesthetically speaking, this thing's shooting off lots of bubbles. So you all dock this unnamed ship in the spot that this sort of pilot fish guides you to, and it's a primo spot. It is pretty close to the Ascension and therefore the Blue Span Brokerage headquarters.
How's the school district?
You know, it gets a B on Zillow. Yeah. So, you walk in and enter the office of Ravi Montrell, who smiles and says, "I heard the news. I heard the excellent news. I heard it's kind of a beast, this ship, kind of a big one, and it's bright and it's colorful, just as bright and colorful as you three and the opportunities that you're going to provide me as your broker. I'm over the moon."
We leave to please.
He pulls out a clipboard and just starts speed writing through different things. And he says, "Okay, so your ship. Let's see, deep sea exploration. Got bladders. Got Amber's place. Good morning. Okay. Who's the captain?" He says,
"Oh, Amber.
Amber."
Amber is, cool. is the captain.
Did you all just decide that right in that moment?
Makes sense, doesn't it?
I guess so.
I think fate decided it for us.
Yes.
We saw who was most capable.
Sure, sure.
Yes, this feels right. And she is also the only one who has any real-life experience.
I see.
I've basically been in the same room for about 20 years, and Zook's only just woke up. So
also, I was thinking about it, and if one of them was the captain, I'd feel bad sleeping in the only kick-ass room.
This also makes sense, yes.
Okay. Just so we're clear, this is still part of the job interview, kind of. So talking about your lack of experience is not the best tactic, Devo. I like you, though, because I think you've got potential and promise.
Bring a fresh perspective.
Would you like me to persuade you that I deserve the job? And Diva's eyes start to glow blue.
Nope. We're good. You all pass that. We just need this ship filed away. It needs what's the name of it?
Oh, this is a good
question. I'm just going to write the littlest baby in here. And
No, this is, that's the subtitle. No. which takes on a different meaning when you're talking about a submarine, I realize. Right. But,
All right, can we table talk this so we don't have to do it in character? And we'll just pretend like we agreed on it beforehand.
Uh-huh. Okay, I have one, but I'm also open to kind of a round table.
Let's not be too precious about it. Let's just throw out some options. What did you come up with, Travis?
The Siren Song.
Okay. I like that.
And we could just call it like the song, you know, for a nickname for short, that kind of thing. Or the Siren.
I came up with The Phineas Call.
Mm. Now,
And going back to our past, the Gooshy Wolf.
Okay.
You know, from the school, they were the Gooshy Wolves.
Yes.
Or the Horseshoe Dog, which I think is kind of cute.
Right.
And a serious one would be the Humboldt.
The Humboldt. Humboldt.
Yes, Humboldt is a swift-moving current.
Okay.
I like that.
And it also sounds like humble, which is nice. What about you, J-Man?
So I had two that I like. One is the Coriolis.
Ooh.
Which the Coriolis effect is what, like, basically kind of creates. It's from the way the water shifts from the planet spinning. So, like, when something, it shifts water. Coriolis effect can be anything where, like, the rotation of something shifts its trajectory. But that's the basic idea of the Coriolis effect. It's like the rotation of the earth or whatever creating, like, hurricanes are because of the Coriolis effect, because of the rotation of the earth. The other one I had was Tide Shifter.
Ooh, I like that one, too. I also thought of two more just based off of looking at the, like, shape of a bathyscape and the things, like, attached to it. I thought of the barnacle or the lamprey.
Okay.
Boy, I like Coriolis.
I like Coriolis a lot, too.
Yeah, of the two, the Tide Shifter is good, but it's also sort of like generically D&D to me.
Yeah.
Like, I bet if I Googled Tide Shifter D&D right now,
yeah,
like,
there's a subclass. I think it might be a fan-made subclass.
Yeah, that tracks. That tracks.
Could we name the bathysphere Phineas?
Sure.
In honor of Phineas.
Oh, that's
Cald?
Cute. I like that, actually.
The father of my race, in a way.
Yeah. I mean, it's up to y'all.
I say Coriolis.
I like the Coriolis if you guys are comfortable.
Yeah, I like it too. How do you spell it?
Coriolis.
And I'm just going to call it. I want you to know, Dad, I'm going to call the bathysphere the Fin. Because calling it Phineas. So, hey, let's go take Phineas for a drive. Makes it sound like we're taking our baby out for a stroll.
Also, can I just stop real quick? If you're a science person and you're about to message me about how I was not correct in describing the Coriolis effect, please, please keep it inside your pocket protector, okay? I don't need it. Thank you. I got the basic. It's the basic thing of the thing, okay? I don't need it. Thank you.
Okay. Do you want to tell Ravi Montrell? We want to do that in character, at least?
Yeah, let's do that.
We're calling it the littlest baby.
sorry, we're wedded to it. No, it's the Coriolis.
Cory, that is badass.
Now, the Coriolis, is that how the
Coriolis
rotation?
Coriolis is a kid I went to school
with. Oh, okay.
No,
Cory.
You remember Coriolis. You remember Coriolis.
One of the Cory Nemec.
You remember.
Cory Feldman.
It was really sad. He died on a roller coaster in third grade.
Oh, man.
So it's in his honor.
All this right. Is beautiful, Amber. We will remember him. We will put his painting up in where we eat. What is this called? What is the? It's not important. Galley,
the mess.
Gully, the mess. A mess.
Yeah.
After I watch fucking Zook shove baked beans into his coral, it will be the mess.
Hey, there's a hole for that. Ravi Montrell smiles and he rips out a like small like note card
huge
perforated
fart.
He rips out a huge tooth and he opens up his Rolodex and slowly like making eye contact with you all the whole time like he's performing some sort of sacred ceremony. He lowers this index card into his Rolodex and it snaps into place and he clasps his hands over his mouth like it feels like something big just started, doesn't it? That's what it feels like. He turns the Rolodex around. Look at how it looks in here. It looks good. It looks real good.
You are coming on very strong.
I suppose so. And he claps the Rolodex shut and he reaches down into his desk and he pulls out like a drawer, like a whole drawer from the desk. And inside of it is just a bunch of file folders, like a ton of them. And they are color coded. There are different markings on like tabs that you don't quite understand. But he reaches down and pulls out a few of them that have like light blue tabs on them. And he sort of stacks them up on the table. And he says, I know y'all have had a long couple days, but... If you're ready to get back to work. And he lays down these light blue folders, just a handful of them on the table in front of you. And he says, who's ready to get their feet wet?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.